أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala had chosen the deen of Islam for mankind. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught the same deen, and Allah Ta'ala had commanded him then and told him, Aslim, that is submit, surrender, bring Islam in your life. He said, Aslam to the Rabbil Alameen. I surrender to Allah, that is I bring the complete deen of Islam in my life. And he made wasiyat of that to his children also. So the only accepted deen by Allah Ta'ala is the deen of Islam. And now Allah Ta'ala explains that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who had also made dua, Allah had chosen him to be the imam for religious affairs and matters for the world till the day of Qiyamah. And that is the most honorable position any person can get to see to the deen of people. So he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that his offspring must be also blessed with that. Allah said, I will, but those people who will pass the test, who will bring deen in their lives. And وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ, that has been explained. A person who passes that test, Allah chooses those people to become religious leaders for mankind. And the practical way for that is that Ibrahim alayhi salam is not going to live forever, that his progeny will carry on. So for that, when he came to his dying time, his time of leaving this world, to keep that legacy alive of deen being in his progeny, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ, اور یہی وصیت کی کر گیا ابراہیم اپنے بیٹوں کو. And it was this very same wasiyat. Wasiyat and nasihat are two different things, very similar in meaning. Nasihat is the advice a person gives to his children, to other people, like in his lifetime. And wasiyat is like the last, like his, when he's passing away. That is called wasiyat. And with regard to that, that is also a very, very important subject, which unfortunately, by and large, we as the Ummah have become neglectful of also. Those of us who think we are in deen and we are practicing deen, how many of us have made our wasiyat, that is our wal, Islamic wal, to do it properly. The least we should do is to sign an Islamic will which any of the organizations, the religious organizations have made, so that our inheritance can be distributed according to Sharia. How many of us, unfortunately so unmindful, we actually go to lawyers and have our wills made up, which is contrary to Sharia. We give certain portions to the wife, to the children, according to our desires, which is totally wrong. Allah Ta'ala has made already the shares of each family member. And the details of it we should become acquainted with, and we must do our matters according to Sharia. When we are not doing this, and we pass away without leaving a proper Islamic will, then our inheritance, and it is now distributed wrongly. So we are leaving haram money for our children, our family, because it's not done according to Sharia. Somebody is getting less, somebody is getting more, and it is not according to Sharia. Where it is haram also, then there is no barakat in there also. Then we see the fights that happen in the family. We are closely united, close-knit family unit. They also become now enemies of one another. Mother becomes enemy of the children, children become enemy of the mothers just because of this mother, of this inheritance which is not done properly. We don't make our wasiyat properly. Finally, it lands up in court, in the kuffar courts, and they make decisions according to that, and whatever little barakat there could have been, that also now is completely removed. So this is a very important aspect of our deen. That is for us here in this world. The person who has passed away, it is narrated in the hadith that until his inheritance is not sorted out, he is kept in quarantine in the akhirah. He is not allowed to mix with other people or anything until his matters are sorted out here. How many of us who are sitting here, our parents' matters we did not sort out. We are not aware of it also, that there is a Sharia ruling in all these matters. Every teaspoon in the house, every knife in the house, every small item, big item, it has to be defined who it belongs to, and then it must be divided accordingly. How to do it practically, we should associate with the muftis and find out from them. And we should make our wills also accordingly, and if anyone passes away, then we should do the inheritance distribution also accordingly. And we should try and do it as soon as possible. If whenever a person has passed away, within a short period, as soon as we can, we should do it. And we ourselves, we should make wasiyat for our family members that when I die, please sort out my inheritance matters, and we should keep all our matters clear also. If we are owing people, it should be all written down. People are owing us, it should be all written down. Our business matters also, that also we should do properly, keep our books properly, who we are owing, which merchants, etc. And then our personal matters also. We might have given loans to somebody, we might have taken loans from somebody, somebody's things we have borrowed, they are by us, they don't belong to us. Now we don't know, when we have passed away, the family doesn't know who this belongs to. And that person may not come and claim it, or if he claims it, we doubt him that he's just claiming this here. So all these things must be done very clear. There is a very important matter of our Sharia. We all are against communism, socialism, but we are really living our lives like a communist way of life. That is, in our family, there is no clear definition of what belongs to who. Everything belongs to everyone. In Sharia, there is nothing like everyone belongs. Everything belongs to everyone. It must be very clear that what belongs to who in the house. For the wife also, what belongs to her in the house. As we are sitting now, if we think in our house that all the furniture we got, all the other the cutlery we have got, all the things, to who does it belong? It belongs to us. There is no us in Sharia. It must be a specific person to whom it belongs. Otherwise, we might be making our tahajjud and nafil, we might be doing lot of work of deen, but this basic aspect, we are not doing it properly, and because of the money is not correct and halal, then everything goes haywire. Our rozi is not halal, our charity is not halal, everything goes haywire. Then everything goes wrong in this world, and in the qabr, akhirat, that is a complete different story. What happens to that person there, just all because we did not sort out these matters. So here where Allah says, wa-wassa, this wasiyat is very important. The other wasiyat of our shares, our money, the Quran has defined already what belongs to who. But with the present state, if a person doesn't die having made a will, then the state takes over. And the state then handles it according to their laws. And then Sharia laws do not apply. But if we sign an Islamic will, that is the least but we can do. That we sign an Islamic will authorizing that my estate must be distributed according to Sharia. And we emphasize on our family also that they must distribute it according to Sharia. It mustn't be done according to our whims and fancies. Or somebody seeing his benefit in the law of the land, then he goes to court. All the time this is happening. And in good religious families this is happening. So all that, and how many families for generations the inheritance is not sorted out. It is just like it's just passing on from one to the other. This is all a very dangerous matter as far as our deen and Sharia is concerned. And the saddest part is that we still think ourselves to be very pious and righteous, but we haven't, this very basic thing of our deen, we haven't sorted out. It is like, in a way, like there is no namaz in our lives and we are thinking we are pious. There is no tilawat of Quran in our lives and we are thinking we are pious. This is also a very important aspect to make wasiyat, to have our things done according to Sharia. May Allah give us this understanding where the Quran, and actually we will discuss this, what is the real wasiyat that we have to do, the what Ibrahim alayhi salam said, that we will discuss there. But this aspect, each one of us, very important, and we should try and encourage family members, friends, everyone, that we should sort these matters out. And especially now with the pandemic and people are passing away more, the young people that we did not, a person doesn't expect, and a person is healthy, he becomes sick, and within a day, 2 days, a week, he has passed away already. And we didn't make any wasiyat. And it's a very sad condition and not a good mood for a person who did not make wasiyat. We all look for the other signs of a good mood, but one of the major signs of a good mood is that a person made wasiyat of his affairs. And none of us must think, I'm still young, my mood won't come now. We see now at the present time, for anyone, the pandemic or anything, Allah Ta'ala makes it the cause, and before a person knows, he is gone already. And then the family people don't know about the money affairs of the person. It must be all written down. Somebody must be informed of it properly in the family. We must appoint trustees of our estate. And this is a matter for everyone. Even just one old lady passes away. She has got no house of her. She has got no real money, perhaps just some 100, 200 rand, 1,000, 2,000, or just that also she hasn't got, just her personal clothing. And then there is supposed to be inheritance in that also, according to Sharia. But now all in love and kindness, I will take a dress of mummy, I will take her scarf, I will take this, but it's not shared out according to Sharia. Even that which was so easy to do, and now we put that person in problems in the qabr also, and all our things also, now we have put haram into our money. We have brought that which was not done, distributed according to Sharia, and we have now spoiled our own money also. So therefore, all these matters to know our deen is very important. Presently, we are all discussing so much whether we should be vaccinated or we should not be vaccinated. And if we are not discussing it, we are reading it all the time on the groups, on the media which is coming, social media, and we are spending so much time on that, but we won't spend 1% of that time to sort out our wasiyat, our inheritance matters, and making our will properly according to Sharia. And those people who are trustees in estates, they have also a very great responsibility to see that those things are sorted out according to Sharia. Many times people have trusted us, they made us trustees, but we don't exercise and we don't sort out those things. That is another very great guna and a very great burden on our shoulder also. So all these aspects are extremely important, and we should become conscious of our deen more than our dunya and do our things correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.